Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Und wir beschäftigen uns heute mit dem wichtigsten Verb der englischen Sprache, dem Verb to be. Das Verb sein. Und da wollen wir auch gar nicht lange um den heißen Brei rumreden, sondern wir starten direkt. Ich demonstriere die Technik wieder und danach hast du Zeit, sie ohne meine Stimme selbst durchzuführen. Viel Spaß.
Hello.
Hello.
In this video we will practice the verb to be. We start with the present tense.
Okay.
Just repeat after me.
I repeat after you.
I am.
I am.
You are.
You are.
He is.
He is.
She is.
She is.
It is.
It is.
We are.
We are.
You are.
You are.
They are.
They are.
Now the past tense. I was.
I was.
You were.
You were.
He was.
He was.
She was.
She was.
It was.
It was.
We were.
We were.
You were.
You were.
They were.
They were.
Now the future tense. I will be.
I will be.
You will be.
You will be.
He will be.
He will be.
She will be.
She will be.
It will be.
It will be.
We will be.
We will be.
You will be.
You will be.
They will be.
They will be.
Great. Now in complete sentences. I'm home.
I'm at home.
You are my friend.
You are my friend.
He is my neighbor.
He is my neighbor.
She is my sister.
She is my sister.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
We are in the restaurant.
We are in the restaurant.
You are in the hotel.
You're in the hotel.
They are late.
They are late.
I was in the garden.
I was in the garden.
You were in the cafe.
You were in the cafe.
He was very brave.
He was very brave.
She was very shy.
She was very shy.
It was very boring.
It was very boring.
We were good friends.
We were good friends.
You were on holiday.
You were on holiday.
They were at the airport.
They were at the airport.
I will be on time.
I will be on time.
You will be the best man.
You will be the best man.
He will be alone.
He will be alone.
She will be in the office.
She will be in the office.
It will be cold.
It will be cold.
We will be thirsty.
We will be thirsty.
You will be tired.
You will be tired.
They will be curious.
They will be curious.
Awesome. Now a couple of question sentences. Just repeat after me. Was it me?
Was it me?
Are we invited?
Are we invited?
Were you on holiday?
Were you on holiday?
Is she going to come too?
Is she going to come too?
Will we see each other tomorrow?
Will we see each other tomorrow?
Were they at the party too?
Were they at the party too?
Very well. Now practice sentences with the verb to be in everyday life.
Ja, also, falls du bestimmte Ausdrücke oder Wörter jetzt bei dieser Übung nicht verstanden hast, kannst du sie natürlich bei uns beim Avatar-Training an der Speed Learning International School entsprechend in den Texten nachlesen. Wir haben dort die PDF-Dateien mit den ganzen Texten auf Deutsch, auf Englisch, dazu die Videos. Es gibt ja Videos, da siehst du diesen Avatar, der dich anguckt. Und so suggerierst du im Grunde deinem Gehirn, dass du eine Person direkt anschaust, ihr ins Gesicht schaust und dadurch verlierst du die Hemmung, mit fremden Menschen auf Englisch zu sprechen. Außerdem kannst du die MP3-Dateien runterladen und hast dann jederzeit die Möglichkeit, auch offline diese Übungen zu machen. Jetzt geht es dann darum, im nächsten Schritt, dass du dir im Alltag einfach mal genau aufmerksam, dass du im Alltag aufmerksam hinhörst, wann du Sätze mit dem Verb sein verwendest. Also WhatsApp-Nachrichten, die du Leuten schreibst aus deinem Umfeld. Auf Deutsch, Gesprächssituation morgens in der goldenen Stunde, was das ist, habe ich schon erklärt. Dann auf der Arbeit, wo auch immer du bist. Sätze, die du mit dem Verb sein bildest. Und überleg dir dann anschließend, wie du das entsprechend auf Englisch formulieren könntest. Schlag eventuell die Wörter nach, nutze Übersetzungs-Apps wie DeepL oder Google Translate und dann kommst du da relativ schnell auch in die Übung rein. Jetzt hast du gleich wieder Zeit, um diese Übung nochmal für dich selbst zu wiederholen. Wenn dir das Tempo zu schnell geht, dann stoppe einfach diese Podcast-Folge und denk dran, nach der Übung immer eine kurze Pause von mindestens 20 Minuten und dann nochmal wiederholen, so lernst du am besten. Jetzt viel Spaß und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Hello. In this video we will practice the verb, to be. We start with the present tense. Just repeat after me. I am. You are. He is. She is. It is. We are. You are. They are. Now the past tense. I was. You were. He was. She was. It was. We were. You were. They were. Now the future tense. I will be. You will be. He will be. She will be. It will be. We will be. You will be. They will be. Great. Now in complete sentences. I'm home. You are my friend. He is my neighbor. She is my sister. It's a beautiful day. We are in the restaurant. You are in the hotel. They are late. I was in the garden. You were in the cafe. He was very brave. She was very shy. It was very boring. We were good friends. You were on holiday. They were at the airport. I will be on time. You will be the best man. He will be alone. She will be in the office. It will be cold. We will be thirsty. You will be tired. They will be curious. Awesome. Now a couple of question sentences. Just repeat after me. Was it me? Are we invited? Were you on holiday? Is she going to come too? Will we see each other tomorrow? Were they at the party too? Very well. Now practice sentences with the verb to be in everyday life.
Willst du noch mehr Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.